Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Previously on Save the D8.
Ragus will plead with you all. We would kindly ask you to be our ambassadors and purchase the supplies we need to save the ship.
What if we got down there and they all spoke like sign language and shit?
They might speak Aquan, which I can speak.
All right, we get it. You're aquatic.
Don't give me a hard time for declaring my advantages for which we are well suited for this adventure.
Now, is that the vampire with an I or a Y?
I didn't even know you could spell it with a Y, really.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, the Y means that you're, like, descended from bats, and, like, the other one is just, like, undead bloodsuckers.
So would you like to join Vladimir for dinner?
No, not really. I mean, what are we going to do? Go back up and then just come back tomorrow?
As long as the implication is not that we're the dinner.
That is true. We need to make sure we're not the dinner. Not that we're accusing you.
Inside check. Are we the dinner?
So you accompany Vladimir all the way up, going these levels in the cave. You're roughly about the second level, just one shy of like that massive Gothic palace made out of coral at the top. And he takes you into his palatial mansion, and where you're greeted by several vampire servants who all bow to you gracefully. Even as you're walking by, you don't notice any of them, like, giving you a weird look or, like, a side eye. Give me an insight check.
Everyone?
I'm the very insightful. Yes. Give me one moment.
Hey, you want to know something really funny?
You don't have your dice.
I don't have any fucking dice.
Jesus.
I have 8 million dice.
Oh, my God.
I have 8 million dice. They're all
across.
You
only had half
right
an hour to get ready.
I know. True.
way to pull on me. Way to pull on me.
Yeah, truly.
Shelly got a 13.
Oh,
I got an 11.
Ooh,
I feel like we're also like could give us the chance for a perception roll. See if we see all these fuckers side eyeing us.
Well, you can go ahead and do a perception roll if you'd like, Shelly.
I rolled a 12.
200. I'm just kidding.
200.
I'm 14. But
14.
Yeah.
And what'd you get, Brash?
8.
Well, let's start with the perception, Shelly. You can notice that all of these servants who are being very respectful to you aren't giving you that weird kind of side eye or anything. They're actually very much either staring straight into the ground or like staring straight forward ahead in their bows. They're not, there doesn't seem to be any kind of disrespect.
Oh.
To you, this seems like this happens more often than you think.
This being guests of Vladimir's?
Yes.
Okay.
Guests that aren't just of the vampire type.
Okay.
Which I think both Shelly and Haven can also recognize. Haven, I'm giving you more of an advantage because of your noble background. But for Brash, you don't notice. You don't care. Decor looks beautiful. It's very nice. It's a well-toned marble walls with all kinds of decoration with coral and seaweed. And you are brought into this, like, large lounge area with several couches and benches and a table off to the corner that has small little appetizers, like snails and pinned fish. They have, like, the little toothpicks in them, but they're physically pinned into the tray. They're still kind of wriggling around alive. And a few other vampires are here. Two or three humans, a Goliath, an elf, and two tieflings.
What kind of elf?
I'd say like a wood elf.
Great. Okay.
And you enter, kind of believing there might be a fanfare to it, but none of the vampires even pay attention to when the doors are open. It's not until after Vladimir, who has been following behind you, steps in and says, "Good evening, barons and baronesses, for coming into my home. I am glad to say that we have visitors from the surface world to join us tonight. I will be sitting with my servants to prepare dinner. Please enjoy yourselves with a few aperitifs while we prepare the feast to happen." And you will see him whisper something off to what looks like could possibly be the head butler in Aquin, and he will move along.
And what did he say to him in Aquin?
I'm going to need another perception on him. He's trying to be quiet.
Okay, it's not good. 12.
all right, you're not able to make out the full thing, but you are able to make out keep child indoors.
Oh, baby got to stay in.
Baby got to what?
It says something about keeping baby inside.
Inside of where?
I don't know.
Like a growing baby or like a baby?
Listen.
Like a, that's sorry, all I'm supposed to
I don't
be
know
whispering.
Any more
like
specifics.
A growing baby? No.
I need those floppy
then
fish.
What are you talking about the
I
baby
walk away
for?
From Giddy.
Oh.
Giddy continues bowing to everyone.
Giddy, make me a charisma roll.
Sure can do. Oh, my table is at a slant, so...
Cocked table.
My whole apartment's at a slant, so...
They built it wrong as a joke.
No, it's from the 70s, so they just built it bad. 9.
They are impressed with your manners.
And good evening to you, and to you, and to you, and especially to you, and to you.
Each of them will all acknowledge you and give a slight bow as well. More to be polite than anything else.
Is Vladimir still with us?
No, Vladimir had left to go That's and right. get preparations for dinner.
Okay.
But there are several vampires here to talk to if you'd like. Or you can just kick back and relax. Have an aperitif.
Oh, you know I'm all up on those snails, baby.
Right, yeah.
Give me some of those snails.
I got it.
I've got so many calories
protein
to
up.
Fucking get in here. Here
are
we go.
Are snails calorie dense?
They're protein, which is something.
I'm going to look it up.
Hey, guys, I was warming up my dice, and I rolled a natural 20 on the bloody bone dice. Do you think that's a bad omen?
It's warm now.
Seems like a bad... Like, okay, so there are vampires here, and there are also some normies here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? Or were the people you introduced all vampires, the elves and the everyone?
All of them are vampires.
All of them are vampires.
You are the only non-vampires here.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good. That's good because I was worried that they were getting like a whole bunch of us together just to have a slaughter fest, but now I'm less worried about that, strangely. I don't know why that is. But I don't know. You wanna rub some elbows, Rash?
I don't know. Do we need anything here? We're just on our way out, but I guess we could see if there's anything cool.
We're sitting here for dinner. We may as well be polite. See, okay, all right. I forget that I'm dealing with pores. I'm gonna go talk to some vamps. What's up? Let's vamp.
Okay. Do you want me to just pick a random one, or do you have a choice?
Oh, the elf. Of course. Of course the elf.
Okay. Hello, I am Raffaele Troc. How are you this evening?
I'm... delightful. Haven Hawkins.
Delighted to meet you. You are from the surface world, yes?
Yes, yes. We are in a bit of a bind. In fact, we are trying to get some supplies for our ship.
Interesting. What happened to your ship? Do you mind if I ask?
Sunk. Sinking. Currently. Sinking. Bad. Ooh. It's a bad situation.
Terrible. Terrible situation. I must ask, if it's such a dire situation, why are you here instead of fixing your ship?
Well, I mean, all of the people on the ship, other than us, really are swimmers, so it's not that dire. But also, you know, we had to request supplies, they wanted us to rub some elbows, they wanted to show us around, that sort of thing. So kind of, we're here, very happy to be here, in fact, but with the hope that perhaps this will get us the supplies we need.
Ah, okay.
Not to be crass, too on the nose or anything.
Well, if you are working with Vladimir, then of course he is very good at being able to be the ambassador between us and the surface world, even though he is, well, a Farborn.
Ah, yeah, perhaps all the better for him to be an ambassador.
Oh yes, it's a wonderful achievement, to be sure. I mean, he is one of the few that immigrated here from another world that they were slaughtering vampires left and right. It hurts my cold heart to hear about it. But, you know, my family has been here for generations. We are third in line to take the crown.
Oh. Well, I apologize for approaching you so brashly. I didn't know.
Oh, no worries in that. In the most case, I view most of the nobility as more of traditional tirings and such. It's so much more that enjoyment of the fruits of the labor that we put forth. So, then let me ask you. You seem then not to be of that of a sailing crew. Then what is it that you do?
A bit of a sword for hire, really.
Sword for hire? Are you, strong?
I should say so.
Capable in a fight?
Of course.
I have been searching for someone to, tell me, are you for hire now, or are you, on job or work?
Well, there is the whole ship sinking thing that kind of needs to be addressed. After that, we have a little bit of time, not a huge amount of time. But I think that we could come to an agreement for the right pay.
Well, I'm looking for someone to represent our clan. Unfortunately, because of our genetical abilities, cannot go on the surface world in the sunlight. So we are trying to find a champion that would be willing to represent us in an arena battle.
Well, I do love a good arena battle, and I like to consider myself a champion of many things.
Wonderful. This is a grand battle of several worlds that come together to find out who is the strongest in battle. And unfortunately for us, it is in a world that the sun never sets, so we cannot go.
I see.
But we would like to have somebody be a representative for us, so we can gain more prestige.
I see. And where is this exactly?
It's on a world called Talos.
By Talos, this can't be happening. Really?
Yes, it is a completely industrialized planet. And we want to go there for prestige and honor of our clan. Somebody to fight for us there, so we may get a... Well, I don't know if I can say...
If you would like for them to explain more, you can give me a persuasion roll.
Sure. I'll roll my bloody bone dice. Okay, that was insane. Another natural 20.
Oh.
Yep. So that's going to be a total of 26.
I have a strange feeling that I can trust you.
I have one of those faces.
Yes. Yes, you do. A very symmetrical face that you have.
Thank you for saying so.
Between us, it is growing cramped here on this world. And unfortunately, our tiresome battles with the Kookaburras are not the best. Unfortunately, I am one of few who feel like we potentially could lose should they ever take us seriously. So we would like to win the arena and gain prestige so we could possibly have more favor to possibly find a new world to colonize.
Sure. I wonder, am I I haven't been here for long and I hardly know any of you. Am I your best representative, do you think?
I cannot say what it is, but there's just something about you that's just so magnetic. And I just find this strange trust to have in you. I mean, you have absolutely no obligation to help us if you do. But if you were willing to be a part of us, I am willing to give a down payment starting wise for new gear and possibly extra training if needed of about 5,000 gold. If you win, I'm willing to double that.
I would, of course, have to discuss this with my companions.
Oh, yes, quite of course.
And when is this tournament exactly?
It should be happening roughly in about 6 months.
Ah, all right. Yes, I am very interested. You know, there's something about you too that I find interesting. Intriguing, for sure. Let me discuss with my companions, and I'll let you know before the end of the night, day, whatever time it is. It's always dark here. I don't know how you tell.
Well, I would appreciate that. Please, yes, come find me.
I go back to the snack table where Shelly is, I assume.
You assume right.
What? One of these guys just invited me to be their champion for a fucking arena death match in like 6 months.
So, will they have food there?
I mean, there's a lot of money involved, and money can be used to purchase goods and services.
I say do it then, because if anything's like these little floppy fishes they got here staked to the table, it's probably going to be worth it.
The steaks are kind of pointy, though, and I take one out of my mouth and I pick my teeth with it.
You're not supposed to eat those.
All right, and I toss it behind me.
You bite it off of the off the stick.
Where is Brash? Brash, are you here?
Yeah, is there any service staff here?
Yeah, there are a couple of wait staff that is coming around, kind of cleaning as everything's going, as well as just kind of being there in case anybody needs a few things. There's also a bartender if you would like a drink.
I'm going to talk to one of the service staff, just kind of the one who looks like they're just not really talking to anyone, just doing their work. Mm-hmm.
You can see there is a maid that is in the corner by themselves. They look to be a little nervous being around what you would assume to be high powered players, royalty, and so forth. So this seems someone who potentially could be someone to talk to, as their nerves are just so, you know, rattled.
Mm-hmm. Hey, so what's it like working for these people? A lot of bigwigs here, huh?
Yes, everything's great. Yes, it's a wonderful opportunity. If there's anything I can do for you, I would be more than willing to help. Any dishes to cook? Could I get you a drink?
No, don't worry about it. No, I'm not asking for anything.
Is the food good for you?
Food is great. Thank you. No, don't worry. I'm not going to ask anything of you. I'm just, you look kind of just doing your job over here. I just wanted to make sure you felt welcome here. You know, I'm also new here. It's my first time here, so I can understand that. But you've been here, right? You've worked with them before?
Well, yes. I've only been here a few months, but this is like the second party that I've ever been to. I had a mistake last time.
Oh, no.
So, unfortunately, I had a bit of an accident. I was very clumsy. So they had me in the corner instead of serving this time.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry to hear that. I don't want to make that sort of mistake around here. I get that. So, you know, can you just tell me, like, who should I don't know how this goes. Is there anything I should be looking for? Anyone I really want to impress? Anything like that?
Well, there is the Fortune family over there.
And they'll point to the Goliath and two tieflings. The two tieflings look like to be sisters. They're not exactly identical, but they look very, like, very similar features. They have, like, curved bull horns in the front for there, where they have kind of cascaded their hair around, and they are a bluish-purple tone. And they're speaking with this 7-foot-tall Goliath who seems to be very, very proud, like chest very puffed out, with kind of a royalish sneer of like I know I'm above all these people. So they will point out to you, and they'll, that's the Fortune family. They pretty much run most of the supplies here, and are in charge of the blood banks. That is Nicodemus Fortune, head of the family, with his two wives, Valentina and Calamity.
And then point out two human vampire.
And over there is Tobias Kozue and Emil Sabatier. They're very friendly with each other, if you catch my drift.
I do.
And then there's also the Baroness Magdalena Smythe. She is probably somebody you don't want to deal with.
What was that last name?
Smythe.
Smythe. Just not good to work with. They're the ones causing you trouble.
Between you and me, I think she tricked me on purpose, which caused me to fall.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see someone doing shit like that. That is kind of what they like to do.
Yes, but I unfortunately, you know, I can't really say anything about it. So, she is a very, very mean streak. But she is in search of non-vampires. She has some kind of mission she wants them to go on, but I wouldn't trust her.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much. Hey, I know you're not in the best place right now, but would you mind just putting in a good word for us? I know already we're kind of an attraction here, but if you can just kind of ease the waters a little bit, I appreciate that. I think you're going to do great with your job, and I know you're going to do the best you can. And with that, she's going to feel a little sense of extra inner strength as I give her a bardic inspiration.
Okay.
So she can use one for the next 10 minutes on any ability check.
Okay.
Just if you could, no worries. I just appreciate it, and I always know it's a little difficult working jobs like these, so just anything you can do to help break the ice for us, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
She'll nod and move along to continue her duties.
Then I'll go back to the party. Giddy, take those out of your mouth. That looks really painful.
But it's like I have vampire teeth.
Okay, that is pretty
some
cool.
Some might consider it might be kind of offensive in this company, you know.
They're looking at me like it's funny.
It is funny.
They might be laughing at you, not with you.
Roll me a charisma.
Oh, God.
18.
Oh, wow.
They're laughing with you.
I know I'm very clever.
They're inexplicably charming. It's hard to say why. I do want to just, you know, keep. I just want to do a quick hobnob. Oh, how do you do? I love your dress or whatever. Just a quick. I want to like make an impression on each of these people. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. What would you like to roll for that?
You know.
Persuasion.
I guess persuasion.
Sure.
I guess persuasion.
You get advantage.
Athletics.
Nah, yeah, right.
lift the whole table.
Cool.
Yeah, if you want to lift something to like show your strength off.
Look what I can do. No, I'm kidding.
But I'll give you advantage because of your noble background as well.
What the fuck? A fucking another natural 20 on the same guy.
I warmed up.
What? I rolled a 4 on the other one. So thank you for giving me advantage. But.
Okay, so then you will also find out the same things that Brash had found out through your hobnobbing of the Fortune family that's here, Magdalena. You'll also...
Smythe.
Yes, Magdalena Smythe.
Good old Maggie Smythe.
Yes. you will meet Armand Sanguesa, Isaiah Troke, Tobias Kozue, Darius Takrik Yidose, Chloe Valadinos, and Dorothea Shusu.
Absolutely no reason for you to have said those names. I did not write any of them down, and I'm not remembering any of them. So, but yes,
that's our haven.
Yeah. Listen, when you're as charming as me, you don't have to remember anyone's names. Everyone remembers your name. That's the important part. Great. Yeah. You know, just, hi, how do you do? Oh, vampires. It's great. I have fangs, too. Look at my little teeth.
See, I have big teeth, you have little teeth. We like the perfect pair.
Yeah. A couple of them will come up and laugh with Giddy, commenting about how they think it's so clever about your toothpick vampire teeth.
Can't believe that bit worked.
I can't believe nobody's done that before.
No, nobody's ever done it before, no. Another vampire will be introduced towards the end, and you will the doors will open, and you will hear one of the butlers go out, presenting Prince Lani Commandant. And you will see a human walking forth in just purple and gold. I'd say the best way is like kind of like a tunic, but then also like a trailing dress, like a kilt with a trailing dress that comes out and like is even more like chest out, higher above everybody else kind of mentality, nose in the air, just striding through.
Big sweeping bow from me.
I also bow.
Take that. Yep. Yeah, I'll take that. And as you all are, you know, talking and meeting up with some of the other vampires, Prince Commandant will come up to Shelley.
Okay.
Excuse me. You are a turtle?
Close, but no. A tortle.
Tell me about what is a tortle?
Well, it's like a turtle, but we stand up and talk.
I must say, when I walked in, I was intrigued by you, not only just because you are the first tortle I've ever met, but you reek of magical ability. Let me ask, are you a magic caster?
Yeah, my name's Shelley. How you doing? But magic comes out of me.
You put your hand out to, like, shake their hand?
Yeah.
Okay. They'll see you put your hand out, look a little confused. They'll grasp your hand, and they'll give it a kiss.
Oh.
Pull back, and then they'll put their hand out to you.
Okay. I'll do whatever I can do that's like a kiss with a beak.
Okay. I'll
just kind of do a little...
give me a charisma roll.
Okay. Okay, 15.
Okay. Yeah, you can see they kind of giggle a little. Your beak kind of tickles their hand a bit.
No.
And they'll ask you, can you cast magic?
Like here right now, do one?
Yeah, could you show me?
Yeah, sure. Give me 1 second to decide.
Oh. While you do that, I'll order a drink. Would you like one?
Sure. I don't know what they got down here.
I'll order for you. And you'll see them wave their hand to the bartender and put up two. And the bartender will come back and he'll give you both a bubble. One bubble is brownish red and the other one is like a golden tan brown. And he'll give you the golden tan brown one.
Okay.
And as you're preparing, you'll watch as he kind of grabs, as he holds the bubble, he'll start to sip at it, and the bubble will progressively get smaller and smaller.
Oh, okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do, and let me know what this could be. I'm going to shape water.
Okay.
Underwater. So I'm picturing this being like the equivalent of doing balloon animals.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just out of water. So,
okay, yeah.
I guess. I mean, let's say the bubble drink inspired me, and so I'm kind of doing bubble art in the water.
Okay, yeah. Roll me another charisma save with advantage.
Okay. Oh boy. Okay. 21.
Okay. Yeah. You with your bubble art, like, do you want to tell me what you're doing, or do you want me to come up with it?
Let me make him out of bubble shapes.
Okay. Yeah, you are able to craft a bunch of bubbles into the shape of Prince Lani Commandant, and he is extremely impressed. Wow.
There, it's a Prince Lani bubble.
It's so great. I did not know my nose was so long, though. Is that really how long my nose is?
Bubbles, everything, the bubbles add 10 pounds, as they say.
I like this. I like this a lot. You are probably the first non-vampire that I've met that has actually made me want to smile.
Cool. I'm sorry that you've led such a sad social life.
Oh, most of the other ones are also very boring. They're just big, strong brutes that, you know, like to attack and kill things and going to death matches and such.
I mean, I met some of them.
But you are a learned person that has the abilities of magic. This is something that one should aspire to.
Cool. I didn't even start out doing magic. I used to be a guard. I used to be one of those brutes. I stopped doing that at one point.
Ah, because you learned how not to be a brute and learned how to use your mind with magic, yes?
Maybe so.
I will speak to you.
What are you... Oh, I was going to ask a quick question.
Go ahead.
Might just actually extend the whole conversation. Prince Lonnie, what are you prince of? This whole underwater place?
Yes, I am the 7th prince in line.
So, like, 6 people in front of you?
Yes, I have 4 sisters and 2 brothers ahead of me. If they were to somehow perish, then I would be next to gain the throne.
Okay. Very cool. Are they doing dangerous things, or they kind of play it safe?
Well, my sisters tend to be much more of the brutish nature. I think that's why Father has put them ahead of me in line, because they have, as he says, the balls to go forth and take on the Kookaburra clan when they attack us. But I have more of a mind and not of the raw muscle strength.
I thought royal lineage worked like by age, not by picking favorites.
No. Here, even though if you may be born before your brothers and sisters, you must prove yourself to be worthy of taking leadership before just gaining it.
That's wild. That seems much more complicated than it has to be. But that's just my opinion.
Sorry, I must speak with some of the other people here. Business, as you must know. But I would like to find you later. Okay. Maybe propose something to you?
I'll probably be here at the snack table.
I'll see that you get sitting next to me at the feast.
Oh.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
15 charisma, everyone. 15 charisma. No, I can't believe it either.
It's a southern charm.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Anybody else would like to talk to anybody, or would you like to move on forward?
I'm good. I've talked to everyone, except for the prince, who I heard that, by the way, so I have no interest in talking to them. So.
Well, you will all have a fairly okay to good time chatting with some of this nobility until eventually the doors will open and Vladimir will appear and goes,
"Guests and favored barons and baronesses, dinner is almost prepared. If you would all please accompany me to the feasting table, we can all be ready to dine."
Let's go.
You will all be led down a hallway to the dining table, the dining area. As you walk by, you will see several portraits of the lineage of the royal family, not of Vladimir's family. As you go by, you probably see roughly around 20 of them. It's a very long hallway. There's some placards underneath that are all in Aquin. So, Shelly, if you want to try to read what they say, you're going to have to give me a roll on perception to see if you can read them real quick.
Okay. 11?
Just a few things that you're able to find out from that is most of these leaders have all been some kind of warrior.
Hmm.
It seems as if they really tout battle here as part of royal duties.
Okay.
So you will be brought into the dining area where there's long table. There's plates and silverware set up, beautiful displays. You can see all kinds of beautiful tapestries that are around. It's almost as if like dining room itself is like that of the inside of like a medieval church, like that big. You will all be seated. You will notice that all four of you are seated towards the edge of the, like the right edge of the front of the table where the prince is sitting at the front. Shelly, you are right next to the prince, of course. And everyone else has sat down, and on the other end of the table is Vladimir. And they prepare to get ready for the feast. As you can see, several more of the servants all come out, and a rush of fish comes spiraling out of the doors. And you can watch as the servants are casting, maybe it's shape water, it's some kind of spell, and the fish are trapped in this strange, like, whirlpool where they are encircling above everybody else, just spinning above the table. Only you four are several platters brought out and put in front of you, where there is some kind of cooked fish with seaweed, and it looks like for bread they have a strange kind of sponge.
Fantastic.
I love sponge cake.
Yes. Vladimir will go,
"Please, everyone, prepare to dine."
And you can watch as four or five vampires, including Vladimir, will quickly reach up into the whirlpool, and you watch them snatch a fish or two and either eat, drink from it, while some of the other ones, the ones you would believe to be older, and even the prince, you can watch as their face starts to change and their jaw drops and elongates, and out shoots this weird proboscis that looks like that of a lamprey that'll dart out and grab a fish and drink it and then drop it on a plate and then do it again.
Here we are with our utensils like a fool.
See, if I had a harpoon, I could probably definitely catch a fish like that too, but a harpoon was not provided.
Well, you do have a fork and a knife. You could try to stab one if you want.
I mean, they already provided us something to eat. It feels rude to then, you know, get into their...
It's like taking from the vegan section when you're not a vegan.
Exactly.
It's like they only have just enough.
Yeah.
No, I definitely will just eat this beautiful arrangement in front of me.
Okay. Give me con rolls from you, not saves.
15.
21.
17.
I will say I'm used to eating this from my life on the sea.
Where the fuck is my D&D? Where's my character sheet at?
Oh boy.
Fuck.
No sheet.
So prepared.
No dice.
No, I dice.
No service.
I had it earlier. I just pulled up Shelly's sheet because I wanted to see what Shelly's charisma was. That's all. But now it doesn't want to. Now D&D Beyond is mad and doesn't want to start shit. Anyway, it's like a, I don't know, it's probably like a 16.
Okay. Dinner is very good. Well prepared, delicious. You don't feel any weird effects from it.
17.
18.
Still good.
19. Yeah. 20.
Oh. Oh my god, is there a Muppet in here? Hold on. Is the Count here? Hold on. I need to know.
Perception.
Is there someone who looks like the Count here? Yeah.
I believe canonically the Count is vampire-like, not an actual vampire.
That's true, actually. But that's fucking stupid, so I'm choosing to ignore that decision. Anyway, it was an 8.
No, there's nobody.
Count Von Count from Sesame Street is not present.
Yeah. Listen, I'm disappointed either way.
Oh, yeah.
So while the dinner is happening, most of the other vampires will be speaking in Aquan. Shelly, you can roll perception to see if you can kind of get what they're trying to say. Their accent is weird compared to the Aquan that you know.
How convenient. I got a 2, so.
The best you can make out is they are talking about private things in Aquan in front of y'all because they view common as being low speak.
Okay. I can't understand their accent.
So it is a little uncomfortable at this time because, you know, there's quite a bit of conversation that's happening between you all. You can see some animated talk while they are drinking their fish. And then eventually, once all the fish have been devoured, you will hear a ring and the second course of the meal will be brought out. If you haven't finished your plates, they will be taken away from you. And a new plate will be put up.
I left my fork on that one.
No, it's the next fork in. I hope you start on the outside.
Okay. I see. There is a smaller fork here.
Yes.
Great.
Okay.
And a large chafing dish will be brought out and set the center of the table. It's roughly about 6 feet long.
That's very large.
Wow. Longer than I'm tall.
And all eyes are on the chafing dish as it takes two of the vampires to lift it up, each holding a handle, and they pull it up, and everyone oohs and ahs as you can see a cooked kookaburra shark man bound, ready to be served in front of everybody. They look to be of the hammerhead variety. And you can watch now as they are starting to serve plates of the shark man to everybody.
Hold on, are they feeding us one of their enemies right now?
Have we gotten a plate?
They will offer you a plate.
I don't know.
I can't tell if Haven's super into it or super not into it.
I don't know that I'm into it.
I don't know. I really don't know which way I'm leaning in that.
Excuse me, was this shark man ethically sourced?
Free range, obviously.
Is this farm to table shark man?
Don't tell me his name.
Vladimir will say,
this is one of the rebels that tried to destroy our clan. So we are feeding him to the rest of us so that way they may gain their prowess. Please, have a piece. The fin, I hear, is the most tasty part.
Interesting. That's the opposite of what I heard.
You're more than welcome to decline if you like.
I'm weighing. On one hand, shark is a delicacy where I'm from, so that's delightful. On the other hand, it was a sentient being, which is weird. On the other hand,
feasting on the blood of your enemies seems like your thing.
Feasting on the blood of your enemies is cool. But also, if I were at my parents' table and they brought in a fucking body that was like, hey, we're going to eat this guy, that would be weird. Do you see where the dilemma comes in here?
It's okay. They were a troublemaker.
Oh my god.
Shelly will try it. Shelly will try a bite.
Okay.
Because it's not too different from other shit Shelly ate in the swamp.
Okay, so Shelly will try it?
Yeah, no, I won't be rude.
Yeah.
I'll have a small piece.
I'll decline.
I also will not eat the shark man.
Okay. Haven and Shelly, for the rest of the time you are at this event, you have advantage on your charisma rolls with them.
Oh yeah.
So anything that deals with charisma, you have advantage with them. As they are impressed that you would dine on it, but they do not look down on either Brash or Giddy for not joining in on the custom. And then finally, you will have the last course after you have dined on their enemy. And it is a coffee and dessert kind of deal.
I love it. Blood of your enemy and then coffee and dessert.
It is traditional to end the meal with espresso.
Sure.
We're all civilized here.
That's very nice.
And you are all served these like warm bubbles of coffee or tea, if you prefer, with a very sweet, fruity-ish tasting pie. Think like key lime pie, but mix in some mango and passion fruit.
Hey.
Oh my god.
Where'd they get those?
Fucking slaps. Holy shit.
And as everyone is still talking in Aquin, the prince will lean over to you, Shelly.
So tell me, how do you like the food?
I mean, I never eaten the body of another person. But everything, I mean, you know, and I still tasted good. Everything's been pretty good. No complaints. This pie is crazy.
Yes, yes. Those are from several fruit that we grow down here underneath the light of the glowworms.
I lean in. Yes, tell me all about your agricultural system here. I do find it fascinating. How does any of this work?
Well, we have crossbred several of our fruits with that of sea cucumbers and sponges together. It's taken at least over 5,000 years in order for us to get this very sweet yet tart flavor. And then we use the glowworms to have this wonderful light to help grow it, because we cannot get the sunlight down here in order to grow these. But these glowworms have this magical light that somehow makes it work. just this wonderful cave that we have. We have to protect it very strongly, as it is the second most desired product that we have here, that from being blood.
Fascinating. Amazing.
Prince, let's be real. This was a VIP dinner. You brought us here. You treated us really well. What are you getting from this? Why are we here?
I mean, Vladimir brought us here.
Well, Vladimir brought us here, but the prince, seventh down the line, has some authority here.
Give me a persuasion roll.
That's 21.
He will look at you, Brash, and say to you, I have a proposition that I would like to bring to you that would potentially benefit us both.
Okay, but Shelley has to consent first.
Well, I would hope you all would consent.
We're listening.
We cannot speak of it here. Once dinner is over, meet me in the sitting room and we can have a discussion.
Okay.
Okay.
And he will push back his seat and sit up, say some things in Aquan. Shelley, you can, from what you understand, he is thanking Vladimir for being such a gracious host and for setting up, hopefully, to be a monumentous occasion. And you will see him walk off, leaving the feast area.
I don't trust any of these.
Well, trust no one ever, but...
I mean, they didn't even tell us where the sitting room was.
They seem nice for vampires.
I'm frankly very impressed by the civilization they have here. I guess that's what happens when you have thousands of years to get it right, but it's impressive. They're highly skilled, thoughtful. I don't know, seems... not like a bad patron to have, certainly. Also, Goody, I think that they were just saying we should follow them to the sitting room. They were just leading the
way. Should we do that right now?
Probably.
Let's go.
Right. I push back my chair and I'm like, get up. Excuse me. And I follow after the prince.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. You will all get up and follow after the prince. Anyone with a perception of 13 and above, you can notice that all eyes are on you now. Everybody is watching you as you are following the prince back to the sitting room.
Do you think they're all part of this?
Part of what?
Whatever we're about to hear.
Maybe.
Why would they make it private if...
For our own good. I think it's for us.
Just dial down the paranoia back, like two slots, yeah?
We're at the highest of the high here. I would watch out here.
The seventh of the high.
They're at the seventh of the high. My mistake.
They're civilized people, and clearly they recognize a good thing when they see it. I don't know what the problem is.
I'm not worried at all.
There's nothing to be worried about. It's high society. What is high society going to do to us? Nothing.
Next week's episode.
Well, Prince, I'll tell you, our obligation is to get home, and the fishermen currently are our best way home. So unless you can give us a better offer, we're taking their side.
Are you really just going to leave like that?
And he'll grasp your hand.
Okay, okay, chill out a little bit here.
Yeah, we can't exactly let some guy just sell how to become a lich to, like, the highest bidder out there in the cosmos. That's not the best idea, for sure.
My heart is beating like crazy right now.
I'm not against it. I'm against Lonnie giving it to me.
God, I hate court politics. Fuck.
Party Fish Media. Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.